Welcome to the world of Cool Kids. Hi, I'm Frankie Tees. As a writer and survivor of SA and CSA, I'm here to report on the story of Kathy O'Brien, one MKUltra victim. Her three books and her documentary will be the topic of Season 3 of Frankie Files Podcast. Find out more at frankiefilespodcast.com. You're listening to The Frankie Files, frankiefilespodcast.com. Trigger warning. Some people may find topics discussed in this episode difficult. Please proceed with caution. Grab some show merch and support my work on cults through 2024. New digital original drawings by me are related to surviving a cult or sunshine, positivity, and reggae. Find the link at frankietees.substack.com and look for the word tees, T-E-E-S. Hey everybody, welcome to Frankie Files. I'm your host, Frankie Tees. Well, we are smack dab in the heart of the riveting tale of survival by one woman enslaved by the United States government leaders. You know, with that Senate money and above. This book we're reviewing was written to be federal testimony and was deemed by a judge inadmissible for reasons of national security. And I would add the straightforward tone with which Kathy and Mark Phillips presented it is indeed detail-oriented, horrific, and I have sentenced in my head many of these people to life in prison so far. Before we get into the section entering the entire description and experience inside Bohemian Grove by Kathy O'Brien, the MKUltra CIA mind control experiment survivor, slave, unwilling high-end prostitute and porn star, electrocuted courier, and message bearer, I want to make a note about the hacking. It has intensified. My security had to be increased, and there are tons of activities that I cannot explain. Not too surprising. Suffice it to say, I have my caution goggles on, trying to not get things I create to disappear. If not careful, that becomes a full-time job. Instead of spending allotted time researching, writing, drawing, conversating, reading, learning, and so forth. Often we might say to ourselves, well, I'm not important. Why would anyone be bothering me? And I still feel that I am not important because I'm not. I'm not outstanding, talented in excess, nor am I a genius. I'm just one more person that can no longer ignore what I was unwittingly participating in and subjected to in my past. I was not bothered when I was slutty, when I was lost, when I was spaced out, when I was drunk, and I was trying to regain my sense of my own sexuality. Oh yeah, the cult had no problem with that. I was engaging in major self-destructive behavior right on course for what they wanted, because when you leave, you need to self-destruct. So for a couple of decades after leaving the cult, which was in 87, in that state of confusion and disgust and self-loathing, stopping all that and beginning a process of inspection, writing, and just generally being honest with myself has been a process. And it has been an unpleasant one, but also pleasant. But most writers would never miss the once-in-a-lifetime chance that I have before me to document something so rare. One of the reasons I love reading and listening to Kathy O'Brien is that she is one of the few people that speaks of things I directly dealt with in the cult and I'm dealing with as an adult child of a cult. The things, the specifics I always await hearing on other podcasts, in books, various writings, lectures, and videos, and they never came. The significance is that I exist when hearing someone has had an experience like me. She's one of the few mentioning the Jesuit hand signals. I encountered this in a few places in California. Some people openly spoke about being Jesuit, while performing mobbing. And that activity is something I experienced returning to my home city of Long Beach, California. Hand signals are triggering and for containment and are extremely vicious to anyone who's been conditioned. Keywords, imagery. And Kathy O'Brien explains from her own horrific experience lasting a couple of decades that she was operating from her subconscious. That's how it just became. No more conscious thinking. This is to bypass the conscious mind by withholding basic information about the date, time, and year, withholding even information about location, scrambling intentionally the locations wherever she was to obfuscate the memory even more. This type of thing was used on me in my ex-cult, Morningland in Long Beach, California, from age 8 to 22 when I left in 1987. As many of you may be reading Kathy O'Brien's book saying, wow, these are similarities I experienced. Yeah, scenery and narratives may change, but there is not a lot of difference in the cult techniques, right? High demand gangs, established religion orders and organizations, extremist religions and cults, political and career organizations, multi-level marketing and self-improvement cults, those are all using the same techniques. Last but not least, the cult thinking is co-opted and used by our governments. Those who stand to profit most would want to use any and all control mechanisms. And in many chapters, as you readers can see, there is a competitive game amongst slave owners worldwide. A lot like animal breeding, they take pride in choosing and mating the right combinations to get all the pedigree of slave. And we are deep in the heart of the slave's life story, who was sold to the CIA experimental project Monarch in the 70s by her father and continued to be sold from man to man up the chain. Let's continue. Among the most powerful and competitive men in the world, Kathy O'Brien is being constantly upgraded to serve them better, gaining fame in the porn world via non-consensual films, which became highly desired and viewed by military, presidents, and other ranks around the United States White House. Kathy was excelling at knife point, as usual. Though there are moments of formality for visual purposes, Kathy is completely controlled in a brutal manner and used by all aspects of power in play. The only thing that makes that one thing stop is a man who outranks the one hurting her at the time. As we left off, Kathy was about to tour us through Bohemian Grove, now infamous and known at the time of this book's publishing in 95. It was not. Dare I say Kathy had something to do with getting these facts known. Well, what is it? Let's do an excerpt. Among those internationally scandalous tapes are numerous videos covertly produced at the supposedly secure political sex playground in Northern California, Bohemian Grove. According to Alex Houston, Dante's high-tech, undetectable cameras used fiber optics and fisheye lens in each of the elite club's numerous sexual perversion theme rooms. Kathy's knowledge of the cameras was due to the strategically compromising positions of the political perpetrators she was prostituted to in the various kinky themes. And later she says, quote, "My perception is that Bohemian Grove serves those ushering in the New World Order through mind control and consists primarily of the highest mafia and U.S. government officials." She says, "I do not use the term highest loosely, as copious quantities of drugs were consumed there. Project Monarch mind control slaves were routinely abused to fulfill the primary purpose of the club, purveying perversion." Bohemian Grove is reportedly intended to be used recreationally, providing a supposed secure environment for politically affluent individuals to party without restraint. And more from the book, "The only business conducted there pertained to implementing the New World Order through the proliferation of mind control atrocities, giving the place an air of Masonic secrecy." Later, she says, I knew each breath I took could be my last, as the threat of death lurked in every shadow. Slaves of advancing age or with failing programming were sacrificially murdered at random in the wooded grounds of Bohemian Grove. And Kathy says she felt, quote, it was simply a matter of time until it would be me. Continuing, chapter 19. Rituals were held at a gigantic concrete owl on the banks of, ironically enough, the Russian River. You're listening to The Frankie Files, frankiefilespodcast.com. These occultish sex rituals stemmed from the specific belief that mind-controlled slaves required severe trauma to ensure compartmentalization of the memory and not from any spiritual motivation. Wow. She says more, my own threat of death was instilled when I witnessed the sacrificial death of a young, dark-haired victim, at which time I was instructed to perform sexually as though my life depended upon it. I was told the next sacrifice victim could be you. Anytime you least expect it, the owl will consume you. Prepare yourself and stay prepared. Being prepared equated to being totally suggestible, i.e., on my toes, awaiting their command. Quote, no memory of sexual abuse is as horrifying, Kathy says, as the conversations overheard in the underground pertaining to implementing the New World Order. She says, I learned that perpetrators believe that controlling the masses through propaganda mind manipulation did not guarantee there would be a world left to dominate due to overpopulation problems. The solution being debated was not pollution population control, but mass genocide of selected undesirables. Kathy exposes one of her original Jesuit Catholic programmers who performed a sadistic ritual to scare her to death and make her fearful of death. It's revealed that this person called Bennett forced Kathy and her six-year-old daughter to engage sexually with him. And get this, his own brother, adult brother, Bennett. Okay? And more scary, Bennett was instrumental in Education 2000. We'll look into that and definitely Google that. The operation they used to get nasty thinking embedded in our U.S. public schools. And Bennett's knowledge was rooted in Jesuit Catholic mind control techniques. So this is really established and old stuff. These mail orders are carrying an abuse technique, experiments, journals, and it's discussed in this section of chapter 19 entitled E.T. Phone Roam. Trinkets like her rose cross necklace used church symbols to secretly indicate the mode of program she was operating under at the time. There seemed to be hundreds of programs so far in the book. And a scene at a cocktail party goes into some of this programming. It has to do with Jesuits being aliens who followed Christ's lead because he was an alien in this land, says Bennett. This practicing by choice, that is, ancestral guy with his brother, he's in charge of federal funding for public education in the United States in 1984. Wow. Back at NASA, Kathy was taken by Bennett to be drugged and raped by he and his brother, saying they were two beings from another planet. Is it just me, or is the U.S. government batshit crazy at this point? And that's in the 80s. She says they planned dimensional travel, drugged her, swirled lights, and programmed a message into her to deliver to important men while she was being prostituted to them. Gone's normal. She's been doing this. Get electrocuted. Get raped. Get programmed. Deliver the programming. Get electrocuted. Repeat. I'm imagining now our children are our future. Suck, suck. We can control the future today by regulating education. Suck, suck. To quote the message further that she delivers, the highest levels of government, the most brilliant minds on the face of this earth would like input into the future by way of children. You as governor are in a position to provide that link. Global Education 2000 is ready for implementation. Look into it. look into it, and see the future. Thoughts? I'd like to have some input into the future through children too. Here it is. Parents, do not let your children be influenced by these crazy pedophiles. Okay, onward. And who's Bill Bennett from the footnotes? He became Secretary of Education in 1985 by President Reagan. At a White House party with President Reagan, who is wholeheartedly represented in the trafficking and porn dictates, a scene with Mulroney, the PM of Canada at the time, is described by Kathy. She speaks of the Jesuit Order of the Rose hand signals, which were expertly used by the PM in conversations with her to trigger sex programming, and he leads her into a White House bedroom. I tell you, the place really is a brothel. Footnotes, the Order of the Rose was an emblem of the ushering in the New World Order. Orders from the Rose were orders from George Bush, Sr. You're listening to The Frankie Files, frankiefilespodcast.com. Chapter 21, this portion that our author so painstakingly details here, is imperative to the battles I see in education today. While I'm not a mother, not a parent, but in various reports, you can see parents' dismay over weird and unsavory agendas that are being exposed in public school curriculum, behavior, and most importantly, influence on children. Education 2000 was the only reform available, and funding would not be given if the schools in Tennessee, where Kathy was stationed, did not comply. This expanded out from Bush's, Reagan's Secretary of Education at that time, as she details. Seeing how they're choosing to shape young minds is ghastly. While servicing these men, Kathy's often near death from choking, and they are all too amused. And I have to remark, as I have not done so very often, that her night ends with a stun gun. They seal any chance of memory with electrocution, the event walled in behind the amnesia our body produces. It's called the amnesic wall, actually, and it's stuffed in there. Someone has to have access to the triggers to recall that memory for her, or it's just sealed off. Mackinac Island. Our next meeting is at Governor Blanchard's home with PM Mulroney of Canada. Kathy, her daughter, Ohio Governor Celeste, Pennsylvania Governor Thornburg, Guy Vanderjagt, Jerry Ford, Prime Minister of Canada, was the guest of honor. Some points this PM added to her to deliver messages to the maker, add a headset at every computer. Chapter 22, the Catholic Vatican used the arm of Jesuits who worked with U.S. intelligence to usher in the New World Order, says O'Brien right out the gate in Chapter 22. Soon, Kathy delivers, skipping ahead, a message while providing sexual services to the head of Nicaragua, Ortega. Quote, Americanization can upgrade your technology at a rapid rate. Your people could compete in world markets by the turn of the century. Your future global position has already been determined by geography alone. Lead your people out of poverty. Replying, Ortega speaks of the original Catholic missionaries his beliefs are aligned with. I mean, little asterisk here, this trafficking and power network is completely resting on a religious skeleton. I mean, if you build on crazy, you get crazy fruit and products. Capitalism without care for the humanity of the human you're extracting from is horrific and clearly practiced by large religions in the United States. So far, just in this book, using no other references but Kathy O'Brien's writings, we've got Catholic, Jesuit, Mormon, Satanism along with Mormonism. It's intertwined and you can look into that. Christianity, ufology, and science, Muslims with Saudi Arabia. This entire trafficking was compartmentalized as a Caribbean cruise, where she had a faux official position, language czar or something, from previous chapters. So in her memory, until deprogrammed, by simply writing it out without interference from anyone to distort the memory, she remembered what was totally electrocuted into the part of the brain which hides behind trauma. And that trip was pretty eventful. We finally get to 1985. Each year it gets worse, no? Missionaries, and in parenthesis, she says mercenaries, were sent to Haiti to remove their religion and install the New World Order religion. No more voodoo. Kathy's description of Haiti is really something out of a science fiction novel. She says they'd implemented electrocution and mind control widely on the population, and she saw robotic servitude among mothers and daughters and was deeply disturbed by it. Imagine it. Some of her multi-stop relay of messages included a quote that said, "The New World Order shall come into being with or without the Haitians. You serve communion and let God sort them out." She continued her tour to another dignitary, so many I lost track here. The Pope is in agreement with United States policy on Haiti. He's seen a vision, a sign from God. The vision is a world vision, whose people are reaching out to yours with charity in abundance, end quote. Footnote gold again here. She says, perceptual distortions of the virtues that good people hold most dear is one reason for the proliferation of criminal activity within such organizations as World Vision. Kathy continues, there are those within affected factions, such as the Catholic Church, United States government, operating under distorted perceptions referred to by the CIA as a need to know. And they need to know, Kathy goes on in chapter 23 footnotes, that their minds, religion, and or perceptions are being deliberately manipulated. That's the truth. That's it. This episode is brought to you by my Teespring store. Just find the link at frankietees.substack.com and look for the word tees, T-E-E-S. I'm now on Teespring and Printify. There you'll find the links. Grab some show merch and support my work on cults through 2024. New digital original drawings by me are related to surviving a cult or sunshine, positivity, and reggae, with some whimsy thrown in for good measure. Follow the free coloring download project too. It's survivor therapy. So yeah, get a tea from Frankie Tees. T-E-E-S. Hi, I'm Frankie Tees. As a writer and survivor of SA and CSA, I'm here to report on the story of Kathy O'Brien, one MKUltra victim. Her three books and her documentary will be the topic of season 3 of Frankie Files Podcast. Find out more at frankiefilespodcast.com.